News. I'm Ed Donahue. Republicans are inching closer to a majority in the House from yesterday's midterms. Majority is still up in the air in the Senate. Filippo Trevisan, communications professor at American University, says some in the GOP will blame former President Donald Trump for Mehmet Oz's loss to Democrat John Fetterman in Pennsylvania.
Some of the Republican Party will certainly lay the blame at Trump's door that they did not manage to retain the seat. The Pennsylvania seat was a Republican seat going into this election, and now it's been flipped to the Democrats.
Democrats have been involved in a series of competitive races and defying expectations that high inflation and President Biden's low approval rating would drag the party to key defeats. Coming off a victory yesterday, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is focusing today on Tropical Storm Nicole. It's expected to strengthen to a hurricane as it reaches Florida.
The combined winds and storm surge will contribute to continued beach erosion in areas that have already seen erosion from Hurricane Ian. The wind field from the storm is very large, and we expect impacts to stretch far beyond the center track.
Nicole has made landfall in the Bahamas as it heads toward the Florida coast. Two Dutch nationals, an Englishman, and their nine companies were targeted for sanctions by the U.S. government for operating an illegal fentanyl ring that generated millions of dollars in virtual currency. The leader of the World Health Organization said a nearly 90% drop in recent coronavirus deaths globally compared to 9 months ago provides cause for optimism, but still urges vigilance against the pandemic as variants continue to crop up. The Supreme Court is wrestling with a challenge to a federal law that gives preference to Native American families in foster care and adoption proceedings of Native children. The justices are hearing several hours of arguments over the Indian Child Welfare Act, enacted in 1978. This is AP News. Voters are backing abortion access.
A dozen states have passed heavy restrictions on abortions, but when it was brought to the ballot box, voters in both conservative and liberal states backed abortion access. In reliably red Kentucky, an abortion ban remains in place, but voters defeated a measure known as Amendment 2, leaving open the possibility of a successful court challenge. Rachel Sweet is the campaign manager for Protect Kentucky Access.
When voters get to decide directly on an issue, they will, you know, generally overwhelmingly support the right to access safe and legal abortion.
Voters enshrined abortion rights in the state constitutions of California and Vermont, as well as the battleground state of Michigan. Governor Gretchen Whitmer and other Democrats used the issue.
A place where women make their own decisions.
Tuesday's outcome echoed results in conservative Kansas, where clinics are overwhelmed with abortion patients from nearby states. In August, voters there rejected a change that would have let lawmakers tighten restrictions or ban abortions entirely. I'm Jennifer King.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.